Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home, friends. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio because I'm halfway around the damn world. Give me a break. What did you think? How was I going to get here? My name's Jeff. Thanks for being here. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. Before the break, we were talking about some shows coming up in Winnipeg. This week, there's nothing, of course. Next week, there's a bunch of stuff. But I think next Sunday, if I get a show recorded, and I'm running out of time, it's probably going to be a, kind of a generic show. So I'm probably not going to talk about the gigs. But we were talking about Mike Plume happening at the Stu Dome. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, Stu Dome shows don't go very long, so you could probably still make it on down to the times changed after that, and I highly recommend that you do. A guy named Pat Temple is in town. He is just a great singer-songwriter, been around forever, contemporary of Willie P. Bennett and a bunch of guys like that. They used to write together and ramble around together, and he's great in his own right. I think we'll play some Pat Temple. He's also playing with the great D-Rangers. So it's going to be a good time down there at the Hilo. Encourage you to get down there after the Stu Dome and have a good time. Why don't we play this one? Should we play this one? No. You know what we should do? We should play their Willie P cover. That's what we should do. Yeah, that'll be it. We're talking about Willie P. Here's the D-Rangers from their latest record, Barbaric Cultural Practices. This is their cover of Willie P. Bennett's classic, Trying to Start Out Clean. Tell the band to go home.
Well, I miss my baby and I don't know what to do. She was good to me and all my friends too. She used to come to me first, say her love was true. And it made me blue, it made me blue. Me. I got things in my brain that tend to tear me apart, like a broken heart. I'm trying to start out clean. Well, family and old friends are what I used to admire. They may think maybe I had more than just a desire to go back home, and I set all my bridges on fire. It made me blue. Made me blue. Sometimes I think I'm right about the end. When I reach the end, there's no one there to defend me. Got things in my brain that tend to tear me apart, like a broken heart. I'm trying to start out
we'll be right back. inside your head. That's where you're going. Whenever you get the notion, you just run away. Out of the big sky, back to the city. Between those scraping sky towers and all where big money buys a home and a honey. Upside your head, that's what they said. You may get your lobotomy yet if you don't come along and quit. That old workhouse will get you stumbling all around your way home. You twist it like a squeeze lemon, then your body's thrown back up on the curbside, beside a big old Buick. Well, that guy thinks he owns the road. He handles like, yeah, that's what they said. You may get your lobotomy yet if you don't come along and quit. That old workhouse will get you stumbling all around your way home. You twist it like a squeeze lemon, then your body's thrown back up on the curbside, beside a big old Buick. Well, that guy thinks he owns the road. He handles that car just like he's selling a bungalow. Upside your head, that's where you're going. Whenever you get the notion, you just run away. Out of the big sky, back to the city. Between those scraping sky towers and all where big money buys a home and a honey. Upside your head, that's what they said. You may get your lobotomy yet if you don't come along and quit. You drink champagne from a bottle, his right hand's a big cigar. Well, he's keeping up with the business, giving motivational seminars. Meanwhile, down at the workhouse, he don't ever have to pick up the tools. He got no aids on his front lawn. He got connection to stretch out clear across the pond. Woo-hoo-hoo! Upside your head, that's where you're going. Whenever you get the notion, you just run away. Out of the big sky, back to the city. Between those scraping sky towers and all where big money buys a home and a honey. The notion, you just run away. Upside your head, that's where you're going. Whenever you get the notion, you just run away.
The way she flips her long black hair over her shoulder, it makes me realize, yes, I already know that. Long ago we picked morels together and walked through the pasture, and then you turned and spoke those words I'll always remember. It's a pretty little world that's pretty wise. Up on the billboard, it flickers, flashes, and shines. Yes, you really need this. The golden section comes to life behind a golden chisel. If you are alive, baby, you are political. That you can be sure, let us walk. But when you get close, well, you wanna make the most. And you know there's little chance that it will work. But your fingers kinda tingle and your toes, they really burn. And you forget everything that you have chocolate concertos in Barcelona. That ancient sea just was right in. There was a battle and a flood. It licked us and stung our hearts and taught us pain was good. You don't get can be sure that is one thing we'll learn. If you don't get close, you don't get hurt.
Thank you.
I'd know that harmonica anywhere. That's the great Willie P. Bennett there playing along with Pat Temple on a great song called something. So Long Gone from the album One Song at a Time. Before that, we heard Pat Temple and the High Lonesome Players from a fine record called Stone Boat. We heard If You Don't Get Close. Before that, we heard a little closer to home, Das Macht Show. Remember Das Macht Show? From the album One Night in Berlin. They did a cover of Pat Temple's Auxiliary Workhouse Breakdown on that record. Thought I'd throw that in there. And the D-Rangers with Trying to Start Out Clean. And, of course, you can catch the D-Rangers and Das Macht Show at The Times Changed this Friday. I just realized that I've been talking as if it's a week ago because I'm recording this a week ago. So I'm a little confused by the time. So I've been talking... Well, I haven't been talking about a festival that, as you're listening to this, is just finishing, really. So all those shows that I was talking about are coming up this week, not last week when there was nothing going on. It's never mind. You know what I mean. Friday, High Lonesome Club, Friday, Mike Plume. Then next week on the 15th, I think we're going to be pre-recorded and I'm probably not going to talk about shows. And there are some shows coming up that week as well. Another Pseudomer coming up on the 17th. And then a couple of shows coming up. Well, the 19th is a little closer to home, but you get another chance on the 21st. And we'll play some folks who are coming around these parts next week. So now that we've got all that straight... Why don't we play a couple of things from the great Mac McKenzie and 3 O'Clock Train. Mac is returning to the Stu Dome again on July 17th. I'll be just fresh back from my tour, so if I'm not too jet-lagged, hopefully I'll see you there and I'll tell you all about it, because I just know that you will want me to talk about my trip even more. Right, Terry? So 17th, Mac McKenzie, he was in a band, of course, sometimes still is, called 3 O'Clock Train. We'll play a one or two from the great 3 O'Clock Train, and then we'll play a couple from a lady originally from Australia. She was living in Canada for a while, made a great record with Jim Bryson. Now I think she's living down in the States, and we'll play a one or two from her because she's pretty great. She's doing a house concert and then playing in Gimli coming up. But first of all, 3 O'Clock Train, tell the band to go home.
Well, the devil likes me, even though you can't see him. He is here to help me kill your boyfriend. Though it's plain to see that you don't even know me. I will never let you find another one. To see that you don't even know me. Plain to see that you don't even know me. I will never let you find another one. See that you don't even know me. I will never let you
the devil likes me. Even though you can't see him, he is here to help me kill your boyfriend. He is here to help me kill your boyfriend. Kill your boyfriend. He is here to help me kill your boyfriend. He is here to help me kill your boyfriend.
They say that boy's strange, and he's caught up in the rat race, and he's caught up in the rounds. He don't want no back lip, 'cause he's caught up in the sound. He's got nobody standing in his way. He's got a pocket full of lovers and a pocket full of brains. He's riding on the train. When you're living.
All you need to know is if you don't know anything, then you are never on your own. I am just the same. No good excuses, no one to blame. One thing I know is your song, and when I hear it on the radio, that refrain, I replace all those stupid lyrics with your name. I'm happy to take.
You can hear Jim Bryson's fingerprints or finger picking all over that those songs. Great stuff. The album's called The Grip. The lady's name is Larissa Tandy. We heard a couple of tracks there from that Jim Bryson production. We heard All You Need to Know, and before that, I Won't Let You Go. And you can catch Larissa in Winnipeg on Thursday the 19th of this month at a house concert on Mulvey. 875 Mulvey. Just show up. Oh, I don't know if you should show up. There's an event on Facebook you're supposed to email, which I haven't done yet, but I should, because I think that would be great. Or on the Saturday, on the 21st, you could head on out to Gimli at the Ship and Plow, and it's worth the trip just for the French fries. Now, I know you've had French fries. I know you know what French fries are, but unless you've had the French fries at the Ship and Plow, you don't know how great French fries can really be. I don't know what they do to the French fries at the Ship and Plow, but they are spectacular. Go check them out Saturday the 21st. You'll see what I mean. Before Larissa, we heard a couple from Mac McKenzie and 3 o'clock Train. Mac will be here on the 17th of this month, the Stew Dome. We heard Train of Dreams, man, that's good. And The Devil Likes Me. And I can guarantee you that you'll hear at least The Devil Likes Me and probably Train of Dreams, because Mac doesn't seem to vary up his set very much, which is okay because he's got a great set, a great catalog, and he's picked out some great stuff. But, you know, if you've seen him before, you've probably seen the show. And it's great. It's great. Don't get me wrong. So, you know, but check it out. Check it out. See, maybe I'm wrong. All right. What are we going to do here? Should I do that or that? Well, let's do this. Yeah, let's do this because, well, I just, you know, as of today, as this show is airing, I hopefully will have just returned to my first time on the ground in London, England. Now, I passed through Heathrow Airport last year, and I had a snack at the little convenience store, and I bought Jeremy a hat, and that was pretty much my English experience so far. But this year, it's supposed to have changed. Dietmar and I were scheduled to spend a few days in London.
London that I used to know, the one from 30 years ago, declares its lifeless status quo, and so it goes. Subway trains, House of Lords and acid rain, the Albert Hall, it still remains. In London where I spent my prime, youth was king that summertime, thought I'd pulled the perfect crime, just being there, sleeping by your side. Scatterlings, consciousness meant everything. Now we choke on bigger things. 'Cause who said, grow them wings and fly? In London, where the city jeers at architecture's golden years, no man steps or interferes with London. Subway trains, House of Lords and acid rain, the Albert Hall, it still remains. Oh, London that I've grown to hate, seen your class evaporate, signed disillusion, sad expatriate.
Wonder if you can pick up my accent on the phone. When I call across the country, when I call across the world, I see you in my kitchen. I can picture you now as you toast to your small town and you drink the happy hour. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. I took the tube over to Camden to wander around. I bought some funky records with that old Motown sound. And I miss you like my left arm that's been lost in a war. Today I dream of home and not of London anymore. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. Yeah, I'm in London still. Grown up and got myself a lover now. And if I ever come home and die, I think I will. I hope you're gonna wanna hang in my place on Sunday still. Oh yeah, I hope you will. 'Cause I'm in London still. No, we got it sorted, yeah, we really got it down to a fine art on Sunday in a sleepy Sunday town. I wonder what I'm missing. I think of songs I've never heard. I'm dreaming of your voices and I'm dreaming of your herb. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. Oh, I'm in London still.
Hey there, this is Wickham Porteous, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5.
Capital, hair sweet as money, sweeter after dark. But I just got into Holland and I'm alone in the park.
This is Radio London, sit on the sea. Radio London, talking to me. This is Radio London. How far can you walk? Do you find yourself a
sudden, when's it gonna stop?
Down on your luck and you ain't got a buck, in London you're a goner.
'Cause even London Bridge is falling down. Let's move to Arizona now. I know why.
I'll substantiate the rumor that the English sense of humor dropped by his old West Texas sand. Your dukes so you can bet your own boots I'll be living here as fast as I can. I wanna go home with the armadillo. I swear, I wish someone could turn the heat on. Where in the world is that big English girl? I promised that I would meet on the third floor. And of the whole damn lot, the only friend I got is smoking my cheap guitar. Roaming, my heart is longing to be home in old Dixie's bar. I get my cowboy hat and I wanna go down to Marble Arch Station. But when a Texan fancies he'll take his chances, you know chances will be taken, and that's for sure.
South, and when you open your old mouth, you always stick your bloody foot down.
I'm walking on, son.
Country. Thank you much.
Hello, this is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. Oh, Jillian, she's a Doncaster lass. Transit down on the quarter past. Friday night leaves the kids at home and struts her stuff on the Euston Road. Saying, do you want some company, darling? Do you want some company now? My place, your place, or no place? I could use the extra cash anyhow. That's the sights and sounds of London town. Sights and sounds of London town. Sights and sounds of London town. Oh, Jean-Paul, he come over from Toulouse. They told him that London was the golden goose. Never got his hands on enough to eat. He never did get his ass up off the street. Wanted to be a rap DJ. They took his pulse and they turned him away. Under the radar of your fellow man. Well, all that charisma, it ain't worth a damn. Saying, lend me your shoes till Monday. Oh, brother, can you lend me a comb? I can wash dishes all night long. I just need my fare back home. That's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. Jackie, she tried just about everything. She tried to dance, she tried to sing. Too many doors slammed in your face. It leaves a nasty aftertaste. Scramble around for a little bit of cash. Ease the pain with Mr. Flash. Sentence Court is the rendezvous for those who share your point of view. Saying this is the last time you'll see me. Never again, no way. One more time, I'll never ask you again. I've just got to get through today. Well, that's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. Mickey, he sleeps every 2 or 3 days. Runs through Soho like a rat through a maze. A little black male here, a sting on the side. Enough to get started on the next enterprise. Dress as expensive, but that's just a crutch. Like his word or his handshake, it doesn't mean much. Depends on his kickback from the middleman. And whatever he can beat out of Sally Ann. Saying, lucky I'm the one you ran into. Oh, lucky I've taken a shine. Lucky I'm needing a partner. 50-50 right down the line. Oh, that's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town.
Many lives I could have lived, many trails taken. It always seems that way at 23. You walk into a room sometime, then a window opens. My life changed forever in the south of Germany. A morning train I had to catch. I just lay there sleeping. There was nothing in that town to hold me. But by the time the clock had done another day of creeping, my life had changed forever in the south of Germany. Oh, I'm so sorry that today I have to go away. Seven children have I raised. I love some more than others. The hardest thing to do is set them free. So I learned my lesson hard. Seven times all over, my life changed forever in the south of Germany. I never was the kind of girl for acting sentimental. I never called our meeting destiny. I just call it good luck to meet a man so gentle. My life changed forever in the south of Germany. Oh, I'm so sorry that today I have to go away. Now sometimes when I wake at night, I'm dreaming of another. Then I turn and touch him next to me. And I know where I belong. Still I sometimes wonder, my life changed forever in the south of Germany. Oh, I'm so sorry that today I have to go away.
Oh, so beautiful. That song is brought to you by the letter S. That's one of Paul Kelly's A to Z recordings called The South of Germany. There, I'm not really in the south of Germany at all, more like the kind of northwest, I guess, up near near the Netherlands, Belgium. But Paul had a good time in the south. I've never been to the south of Germany, but Paul says it's nice. So there you go. Before that, a bunch of songs about London town. You know, it's a pretty happening place. Lots of songs, tons of songs. I couldn't get to them all. Richard Thompson in there, Sights and Sounds of London Town from his album Mock Tutor. We heard the great Jerry Jeff Walker with the classic London Homesick Blues. Do they still play that at the end of Austin City Limits all the time? So good. We heard Wickham Porteous in there, Radio London, The Waifs with London Still, and Ian Matthews from his great record, The Dark Ride. I love that one. We heard it in London. And with any luck, I'm in Germany now and heading home in just over a week. Next week, we'll be back pre-recorded once again in some fashion or another. Check it out. Tellthebandtogohome.com. Stay tuned. It's probably a Sandwich Guy rerun and then the Waxy's Dargal and then the Comfort Cafe. Thanks for being here, everybody. And have a great week.